Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot, and that's a beauty as well.
Marco Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful shot, super round the goal. Very mature performance. He does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed.
Oh, jingo.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the People's Champion, Mark Allen. For Shricks on Golf, try the new Z-Star Performance Guarantee today.
So say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo. Mark Allen, of course, is our golfing guru. G'day, Mark.
G'day, KB. Ripper weekend of sport once again, and Bubba Watson's won for the 8th time on the PGA Tour. The 8th time.
Well, he tied with Paul Casey, I think, at the end of the final round, but he's won in a playoff.
Mate, I'm a little bit with Rowan Dummett here. I mean, I remember Rowan saying that we might never see him again. I still believe it. I might be here in 3 or 4 years' time, but he's won 20 times. I'd still be saying the same thing. When you watch the guy play, it's so different to what we're used to. It's so different. Yeah.
Good for the game.
Well, I'm starting to think it is good for the game. I hope he does hang around. I hope he is there. But, you know, look, you look at it now. He's won this tournament twice. He's won the Masters twice. He's a feature in most tournaments. I mean, look, normally if he's playing, he's going to finish around the top 20 players. I mean, when you watch the guy play, when you watch him, it's hard to actually understand on TV what's actually taking place. But I've been lucky enough at Augusta a couple of times to see him play, and once at Huntingdale. I watched him play at Huntingdale once when he came down for the Australian Masters. And we're not talking little fades and little draws like most pros hit. These are big ones.
These are 40 metres?
They start in the rough and come back. They start down the rough side, and then they come back into the fairway. But, yeah, they highlighted today, actually, on the telecast that his putting, how important that's been to really him becoming a really solid player. So he was in the hundreds for putting stats in 2013, 2014. And this year, I think he's climbed up. I think he's in the top 50 by memory. So, look, his putting has come good this year. And when you combine that with the way that, you know, he hits fairways and greens, and he can, you know, he made an eagle today on about the third hole, so he rips the par fives apart, generally speaking, when he's on. He's a formidable type of player when you come up against him. So he's beaten Paul Casey in a playoff, like you say. It's good to see Paul back. But he just continues to defy what a lot of us think, is that one day we're just going to wake up and he won't be around anymore.
Well, I reckon Tiger Woods should take a leaf out of Bubba Watson's book. Now, Bubba Watson tells us he's never, ever had a lesson. Mm. And he's got a most unusual golf swing. So, you know, if they put him on camera, they'd point out 100 things that he's doing wrong in his golf swing. But he hits the ball where he wants to hit it, and it finishes on the green, and then he finishes off with a putt. So people like Tiger Woods should look at Bubba Watson and the likes of Jim Furyk, whose dad, when he first left college, went to some coach, and he said, whatever you do, don't you ever try and change his golf swing. And he's been, you know, one of the great players and highly successful. So, you know, I like the idea. I mean, Bubba Watson never, ever had a lesson in his life.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he come through the college system, or did he just work?
Yeah, he went through the college system. Absolutely, he did. I think he played for the University of Georgia, around that area anyway. Someone will correct me there. But, look, you've got other players in the game who have been like that. You know, Lee Trevino was a self-made swing. Ben Hogan was a self-made swing. Probably the most famous self-made swings was Ben Hogan. You know, you can't really say that Jim Furyk was a self-made swing because his dad was a golf pro. You'd reckon his golf pro dad would have got him going the right way at the start. But, you know, it shows that there's more to golf than the way you swing a golf club. You know, there's so much of the way you think. And I actually heard Bubba at the start of the week say, listen, my body can hit good shots. My mind can hit good putts. You know, it's not the actual golf swing. It's actually being able to control your mind in those situations, to get your mind to be able to control what your body does. And I think that's about as true as I've ever heard. And that's probably a lot of the his game maturing, is if he actually is starting to believe in what he just said, that it's a mind game, then there's no reason why this guy can't win 20 times.
Now, there was a poll taken recently in US men's golf, and it came up with that Bubba Watson was the most disliked person on tour. Now, I know in the past, he's had a crack at people like Steve Elkington.
Yeah.
When Steve was playing just the odd tournament, I think he reckons Steve got in his line of vision and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, really had a crack at him. I think afterwards Elkington was very upset, and I think even Bubba Watson later apologised. But it does seem that he can be prickly.
Yeah. Look, again, KB, from the reports that I hear, he's a tough bloke to play with, a really hard guy to play with. So that's a little bit different from being around the person, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I've heard guys, you know, just the way he complains, the way he really berates his caddy as well. You know, if he hits a bad putt, it's never his fault. It's always the caddy's fault. And that sort of stuff can grind on you a lot when you're going around. And, you know, I still see some of the players that I would hate to play with, KB. I'm not sure whether you saw Keegan Bradley this week, but what he is doing in his pre-shot routine just disgusts me. I mean, kids will be watching this.
So is he still standing behind the ball, sort of rocking backwards and forwards?
It's gone to a new level.
Has he?
It's gone to a whole new level. Someone sent me a tweet on Twitter showing me what this guy is doing before some of his shots, and it's got to a level now. It's just stupid. I mean, he should actually be fined. He should be fined and penalised because we shouldn't allow this sort of stuff in our beautiful game. It's just crazy.
Now, we've got the US Seniors Championship on as well, the Open, which is a big event. Jeff Maggott has come through and won that from your close friend, Colin Montgomery, has finished second. You don't like Colin, do you?
No, I don't like him.
Why not?
He's just not a nice person.
Well, have you played with him, have you?
Yeah, I played with him. I played with him. The first time I did any good in anything was in 92 in an Australian Open, and I got paired with him. We were in the second last group on the third day. And he was a superstar of the game at that stage, KB. I think he might have had already a couple of European, you know, money, order of merit wins, or I think he went on to win about seven. He might have got two in a row by the time I was playing. So he's a superstar of the game. The way he treated me, I was 22, the way he treated me that day was just disgusting.
What, he wouldn't talk to you, or he just snubbed you? Or
no, actually, just being
put you down?
Just talking loud enough so I could hear him and, yeah, you know, trying to degrade me and trying to get on top. It was disgusting, KB. I beat him on the day. It's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And beating him on the day, that day, I had enough confidence to finish the tournament pretty well. But the way he treated me was a disgrace. End of story.
It looks like he swallowed Duffy Waldorf at the moment, Cole, but it doesn't stop him from playing good golf.
Oh, I think he and Bernard Langer have won, I don't know, seven of the last 10 majors or something now. So Jeff Maggott's done us all a favour in beating Colin, which is fantastic. But no, there's no denying. And by the way, KB, he was a disgusting man that day, the way he carried on and treated me. But I still remember how well he hit the golf ball. I mean, I've never seen anyone hit the ball like that. It was a real windy 5 or 6 club wind at the lakes that day at the Australian. And if he putted well, he would have shot 66. He putted like a dog. And which made me happy. I was actually laughing watching him miss all these putts. But I've never seen anyone hit the ball like that. And you know, we've spoken about him a couple of times. He was trying to hit draws in college golf. He couldn't do it, and he couldn't play. And then once he turned pro, he stopped trying to hit draws. And you know, he won 7 or maybe 8 money titles in a row on the European Tour, something crazy like that. But you know, he hits the ball beautifully. He still does. His swing hasn't changed. And I think, you know, when you look on the stats of the Seniors Tour, I think he's well and truly up there in the greens hitting regulation, which was his bread and butter.
No, he's got to win a small fortune playing seniors. Now, the Australian PGA, I did see a report that it's going to be part of the European Tour, and I think this is something you've been talking about for a long time, Mark.
Passionate about, KB. Passionate about. So, look, we've
explain
got
to our listeners what it means.
Well, it means someone like Daniel, what was the kid's name? The kid who won the
Australian... Popovich?
Daniel Popovich, thank you. Daniel Popovich wins the Australian PGA, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
2 years back, I reckon.
And effectively had nowhere to play in the world of golf. And he won one of the oldest tournaments in the world with, you know, a rich history and continuous play for a long, long time. And poor old Daniel Popovich, you know, basically got the One Asia Tour, which had no standing anywhere in the world. I mean, it was laughed at. You talked about other players, you know, our guys in our backyard, we think it's good. But in the world scene, KB, the One Asia Tour is a blip on the radar. I mean, I'm laughed at if I try and talk about it on our radio station. Absolutely laughed at. And that's the way it is these days. When you've got Foxtel and the ability to watch European golf at night time and the US Tour the next morning, I mean, we've just got to be part of that tour. I've always said that. So, you know, you rewind it back. If Daniel Popovich wins the Australian PGA this time around, he's got, you know, a myriad of tournaments to play right around the world, all big money tournaments with big world ranking points. And we've been watching the South Africans kind of dominate on the European Tour and get into that top 50. The young fella, Grace, who we saw in contention last week, he won twice on the Sunshine Tour, and they were all European Tour events, then goes on with his exemption and wins two more times on the European Tour that year, won four times that year, and ended up in the top 50 in the world and gets into all the majors. I mean, you know what sports people can do with momentum. And if you win a European Tour event down here in our backyard, and all of a sudden you're, you know, on the European Tour for 2 years, the world of golf opens up where, you know, it hasn't in the past. And that's why we've seen South African golf go past us. That's why we were always scratching our heads going, how come all these South Africans are winning major championships and we're not? Well, the South Africans, if they won in their backyard, got an easy ride to the top 50 in the world. Oh, well, easier, much easier than our guys anyway, I should say. Much easier than our guys. So we've got two now, the Perth International and also the Australian PGA. Hopefully there's a couple more dominoes to fall and, you know, we get our ducks in a row and hopefully we get more players playing on the European Tour and travelling around the globe getting world ranking points that are worth something.
Mark, on Friday I was talking to Scotty Lucas, Weekend Focus, looking at the game on that night and also what was coming up on the weekend. I just want you to listen to what happened when I was having a chat to Scotty Lucas on Friday. Tomorrow with Hurley maybe playing forward or Carlisle playing back. You think they'll change something around just to try and, you know, get a bit of fizz back into their side?
Look, they need to move the ball more quickly, and they need to just get the ball going better.
Now, you can see he was struggling a bit there, and I at the time I thought, now something's taken away Scotty's attention. So I came back and I asked the question again because he just fumbled around for a while. And I later found out that a bloke had run into the back of him whilst he was talking. If he had said, he should have said, KB, I've just crashed. And I would have said, by jingoes. And it would have gone right around the world.
Well, he's let our radio station down.
Badly.
There's an opportunity to once again put SEN in lights on the global scene. And he has let us down miserably. Scotty Lucas.
He just tried to fudge.
Obvious on a Wednesday night. I tell you what, he's got to have a very, very hard look at the way he goes about things on this radio station.
He just tried to fudge his way through the question and a bloke's just run up his backside. That's why he stumbled, because the bloke sitting next to him just said, mate, the bloke's just crashed into the back of us.
Golden opportunity lost. He'll never get that opportunity back.
Well, he might. Mark, we'll be listening tonight, of course, always brought by Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. Craig Howard is the star down there, so if you need a Merc, go down and see Craig there for the best deals in town, and we'll be catching up with you and the Ox tonight.
You betcha, and Dermot Brereton, and also Rowan Connolly after his piece in The Age today, so it'll be good listening today after four.
Okay, coming up next, Nick Bowen's going to join us from afl.com.au, and of course we'll look at all the injury updates for Epworth. Epworth is better, and also we look at all the match review panel charges.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB.
Oh, jingos.